This tutorial will review how to access and navigate a provider's schedule using the Office Appointments DayView screen option. The title bar of the Office Appointments DayView screen will list the total number of available appointments, booked appointments, and the percentage of booked appointments for the day you are viewing. The title bar of the Office Appointments DayView screen will list the total number of available appointments, booked appointments, and the percentage of booked appointments for the day you are viewing. The title bar for the Office Appointments DayView screen will list the total number of available appointments, booked appointments, and the percentage of booked appointments for the day you are viewing. The title bar of the Office Appointments DayView screen will list the total number of available appointments, booked appointments, and the percentage of booked appointments for the day you are viewing. You can switch days by using the move bars or arrows. The arrows will move by one day forward or back in the schedule. You can switch days by using the move bars or arrows. The arrows will move by one day forward or back in the schedule. When using the move bars, the schedule will be forwarded the given amount of days, weeks, or months from the current day. The hammer and wrench icon will allow you to configure defaults. The hammer and wrench icon will allow you to configure defaults that save you time when entering the scheduling area. You can set the day, week, or compare view as your default. If you choose the day view, you can also choose a default provider and/or locations to bypass the pop-ups when entering the Office Appointments day view. Clicking in the patient's name column will prompt the Office Appointments option menu. You can perform a variety of different appointment tasks, including rescheduling and canceling an appointment. Next to the patient's name is the admin note icon. If a note exists, the icon will be highlighted in yellow. The purpose of the admin note is to communicate between departments in the office. For example, a note from the billing department to reception or scheduling. For example, a note from the billing department to reception or scheduling. Note, show appointment color maintenance. The HIPAA icon displays in the next column. A gray icon means the HIPAA privacy statement has not been signed by the patient. A red icon indicates that there is an alert regarding the patient's HIPAA information, and the green icon The HIPAA icon displays in the next column. A gray icon means the HIPAA privacy statement has not been signed by the patient. The red icon indicates that there is an alert regarding the patient's HIPAA information. And the green icon means the HIPAA statement has been signed by the patient and there are no alerts. And the green icon means the HIPAA statement has been signed by the patient and there are no alerts. The final column displays the status of the appointment. A telephone icon denotes if the appointment has been confirmed. If your office confirms appointments manually by calling patients, you can confirm an appointment at the appointment detail screen under the appointment confirmed heading by selecting patient, machine, or other. If your office takes advantage of the TalkSoft interface, This field will automatically be updated to let you know if the appointment was confirmed. The final column displays the status of the appointment. The telephone icon denotes if the appointment has been confirmed. If your office confirms appointments manually by calling patients, you can confirm an appointment at the Appointment Details screen under the Appointment Confirmed heading. If your office confirms appointments manually by calling patients, you can confirm an appointment at the Appointment Details screen under the Appointment Confirmed heading by selecting Patient, Machine, or Other. If your office takes advantage of the TalksOff interface, this field will automatically be updated to let you know if the appointment was confirmed. On the day of the appointment, you can update the patient status with a green check mark. Indicating that the patient has arrived, or by posting a no-show, a red X will appear in the status. This concludes the Office Appointments Dayview Overview video tutorial.